It really goes back to the early 1900s. My great-grandmother, Armine, she and her family lived in Armenia. They got caught up in the midst of the Armenian genocide that was taking place. Her father and two of her siblings were killed in part of the genocides. They lived in abandoned buildings, and she firsthand witnessed mass killings. She made her way through Armenia. The British military came in and essentially rescued thousands and thousands of Armenians, diverted them to Baghdad, then Basra, and then Beirut, and she eventually found her way to Marseille in France, where she met my great-grandfather. They fell in love and moved back to Niagara Falls. She really didn't have any belongings with her. Really, she just had the clothes on her back and what knowledge she was able to bring, and part of that was this bread recipe. My mom, she's made it virtually every year since I was a child. She would make dozens of loaves, and she would actually mail them out to various members of our family. It would be made, you know, early in the year, around spring, sometimes around Christmas time, around the holidays. This year, my mom actually passed the symbolic baton and actually gave me the recipe out of her recipe book. It's very old. I think it was typed up in the 80s. When my great-grandmother was still living, she was able to recite the recipe. Looks like they used some sort of a typewriter to type it in, and this year I made it for the first time. Didn't really realize how involved they were, I guess, in the genocide, or at least how directly impacted they were. Learning that when you're older kind of lends a new appreciation for what the bread means. It's not just a delicious treat, it's also something that was brought over from a result of wartime, strife, mass genocide. There's a kind of a family history that's kind of brought and baked into it.